Did you say you were a professional boxer?
Well, I was young, you know, and he got there, you know, and I used to box, you know, and he came, but all I see, things happen, you know, even when that fight blew up there, you know, and the gutters, that hurt us.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that hurt. That just killed Wichita.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and just killed him.
Took care of the fight clubs, I imagine.
Oh, it just ruined things up there.
Did you live up in Wichita?
No, I was a boy. Just a boy here, you know, and Papa let him take me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he won me, you know, and
how long were you gone?
Oh, I was off and on, you know, a long, long time. You know, they had fairly at one time. It was pretty good. They had several times. They had the lightweight championship wrestling matches at Fairview, and we used to have boxing matches and the Legion. Oh, they went on good here one time. We had that Fisher, you know, he was lightweight years ago, quite a few years back. He was lightweight champion of the world. Wrestler, do you remember of him?
No.
Yeah, Fisher was his name. Oh, he travels all over the world, right, you know. And this Jack Garman, he was AEF champion. He stayed here, he stayed here for a year in Fairview. And they matched them two one time for the championship. This Fisher was the champion.
Oh, my goodness.
And oh, they were going to go. Oh, we had good wrestlers from even Wichita on every place. And they'd have boxing. They was pretty good here at athletics. But I don't know, it finally played out, you know.
Yeah. Do you speak any other languages?
No, just one language, you know.
What was your father's name?
Sam.
Where was he born?
He's born in Missouri.
You know when?
I tell you. You know, now that's funny, but let's see. We have a family regular, and you know, I've kind of lost out of my whole family.
Mm-hmm. Boy, that can happen.
Oh, well, I tell you, all this money. You know, we have a book where we keep every year and date.
Uh-huh.
You know. Well, you know, we've been away so many years together. So last time, brother, I'm in California. I'll see him 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I've kind of lost out.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Oh gosh, I'd have to. I can't since Dave's born, around 100 years now.
Hmm.
About 100 years. Or at least 100 years. The day he's born.
Hmm.
And Mom would be about, let's see, Mom and him, she'd be close to 102, you know.
Hmm.
Probably about a little bit of 100. Let's see, I had that argument. Ain't that funny if you lose him there, Randy?
Where was he born?
He's born up there about 40 miles from west of Kansas City, I think it was. Both of them.
And what was his formal education?
Oh, in them days, you know, just a little country school. That's been over 100 years ago.
Just?
Oh, yeah, them days, you know, this.
Mm-hmm.
Just, the country was just starting out.
Yeah?
Yeah, just
catch
starting
it
out.
As you could get it.
Yeah, just starting out. Just thinking about it. Just like come here, you know, just like this pastor's all sod.
Uh-huh. What was his occupation?
Well, it just happened to be farming them days. Stock raising. He raised a lot of cattle.
Mm-hmm.
He's a man made pretty good success too, my father did.
You see, he'd been a cowboy, hadn't he?
Oh yeah, in Idaho. He was a good roper.
And did he come down here from where?
Well, let's see, he told me he left Missouri. He said he went to work a year or two as a cowboy in Idaho before he come here. This opened up. See, they was watching for this.
Mm-hmm. What was your mother's name?
Her name was,
Her first name?
Sophie. S-O-P-H-I-A.
Mm-hmm. Where was she born?
She's born in Missouri.